unbelievable cause that continues right now. May 23rd is the date that the Victor Walk will make it to Parliament Hill in Ottawa. It's day three of the Victor Walk right now. Online, victorwalk.com, facebook.com/TheoFleury14, or on Twitter, at TheoFleury14. Of course, raising awareness in Theo's fight against sex abuse, and he joins us right now. Mr. Fleury, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Where are you?
I am in Peterborough, Ontario.
Oh, nice.
All right.
The Kawarthas. Gorgeous.
Apparently, I was told today that more NHL players have come from the Peterborough Peaks than any CHL franchise in history.
Which blows your mind in some ways, but then you realize, I mean, there's a team with a lot of history, and it's actually one of the more surprising stats out there. Now, what are you doing in Peterborough? Now, are you there for the day, or do you have more marching to do today?
Well, we've walked 120 kilometers already. We left Toronto on Tuesday. And we've walked 40 kilometers a day.
What?
For the last 3 days.
Yeah.
And we're just setting up camp.
So are you're in Peterborough for the night then, and then you're marching again tomorrow?
And then we're off to Havelock.
Wow. How tough has it been, Theo? I mean, it's one thing to have the goal and, you know, the drive and everything that goes into this thing. But, I mean, now when you hit the streets, how tough has it been?
Well, it's been a lot harder than I thought it would be, but at the end of the day, it has been an unbelievable experience, you know, where people are stopping on the side of the road, getting out of their cars, telling me their stories. You know, we just went through Peterborough and people stopped me all over the streets and you know, it's been unbelievable. You know, we started this thing because we said, hey, we're going to go for a walk and we're going to create some awareness and promote some healing stuff. And, you know, as each day goes by, momentum gets stronger and stronger. And we obviously see more people today than we saw the first day. And so, you know, the message must be getting out there and people are finding strength and courage enough to find us and be able to tell us their own history of sexual abuse.
A lot of downtime, a lot of time to reflect when you're on the road, a lot of time to really think about your own journey, and obviously one that you share with, as you're describing, a lot of other people. What are you learning, Theo?
Well, I'm learning that I think people are actually grasping onto the concept that we need to do something about this subject, you know. There's 8 million survivors of child sexual abuse in Canada. And, you know, like I said, these people that have come up to us, you know, have told us their stories, and we've embraced them, and we've praised them for, you know, telling us, and they leave the conversation with, you know, almost their eyes are clear again, their body language is different, and that's kind of a really neat process to be involved with, is to see somebody who for many years has carried a secret around, and, you know, has that courage and strength to be able to find me somewhere along this route and tell us their deepest, darkest secret and hugs all around. And, you know, honestly, it's been incredible.
Theo Fleury is with us. Day three of the Victor Walk. He's in Peterborough right now. He's on his way to Ottawa. It is the march from Toronto to Ottawa. May 23rd is when the Victor Walk concludes, as Theo and his group will march on Parliament Hill. So how many people do you have with you?
There's 8 of us part of our team. So we're shooting a documentary at the same time. So we've documented all of these reveals and stories that we've come across all along the way. So it's been pretty cool that we actually have this on tape, and those people have given us permission to use their likenesses and their stories in this documentary. So, you know, it's really been kind of a wild experience. So, but there's eight of us here. We have two RVs and one pace car. So yeah, it's been great.
What's the goal come May 23rd? Like, what is the overall idea once you get to Parliament Hill?
Well, it seems to be changing, ever changing as we go, you know. Here's how I see it. You know, some of the best and greatest conversations I've ever had in my life have been on walks. And, this is no different. This is exactly the same. And so do I have any expectations? No, I don't have any expectations. I just hope to see more people along the road. I hope to see more people start to join the walk. I hope to see more people, finding their voices, through the Victor Walk and what's going on. There's been some great stuff on social media. There's been some great stuff media-wise. And so people are getting the message. They know about the awareness part of it, and they know that healing's possible. And I think the biggest thing that's attached to this subject is shame. And if we can somehow allow people to come to us and tell us their story without judgment, without criticism, I think that is the first step in allowing them to get rid of a little bit of shame and start to think about the possibility of, going into therapy or, finding different ways to heal from what happened to them. And, I've seen that happen already on the walk, and, we had seven more days left, so who knows what's going to happen by the end of it.
When do you get the full scope as to what something like this means? Like, are you able to get it while you're in the moment, while you're walking right now, or is it going to have to wait until a month, 2 months after you're done and after you're back?
No, I fully grasp the magnitude of what's happening and what we're doing. I knew it before I left on the walk, and I always said, if I have expectations, then, I'm just setting myself up for a letdown because my expectations are always high. And so if I don't have any expectations, then incredible things happen, Like, for example, we were walking on some highway out in the middle of nowhere yesterday, and this little white dog ran out and almost got hit by the pace car. And the owner chased after the dog and looked up, and I was standing there, and the guy was, like, freaking out. He's like, "Hey, I heard you on the Dean Blundell show in Toronto the other day, and I was just so amazed at what you talked about." And then he went on to basically tell us his whole entire story. So, those are the kind of things that have been happening on this trip, is just kind of random stuff and people, obviously looking at the Victor Walk and saying, "Hey, if Theo Fleury can do this and be open and honest, then why can't I?"
Theo Fleury is with us. Day three of the Victor Walk in Peterborough today, and May 23rd is when they'll get to Ottawa and Parliament Hill. So one of the slogans is "Join the Orange Movement." How many orange shirts have you gone through so far?
I have a long sleeve one and a short sleeve one, so I've just been swapping them out.
Oh, because you didn't bring like a cachet of 15 or 20 of each to gets sweaty, you can just that's
no,
good.
No.
That's
no,
good.
No.
And
this is, this is kind of like Forrest Gump when he went on his walk. I'm hoping to have one of those really nice big beards, and my shoes are all ripped and torn and broken. So, that would be good.
How are the shoes? Did you get a good set so that you're going to be okay and comfortable?
Oh yeah, you know, I think today was probably hump day. You know, the first day we walked pretty much all on concrete. And if anybody knows walking on concrete for long periods of time, it's not good for your feet and or your legs. And we did the old ice baths last night for our feet, and we're probably changing our shoes every 5 or 10 kilometers. So it's been good so far.
Well, good stuff, man. And if you want to learn more about it, where can people go to find out more about the Victor Walk as it's happening right now?
Sure. You can go to victorwalk.com, or there's a Victor Movement page on Facebook. They can follow Victor the Frog on Twitter. And then they can also follow me at TheoFlurry14 on Twitter. And then we also have, my fan page on Facebook, where we're posting pictures and all kinds of stuff. And each day, we have dedicated the day to a certain group of people. And so the first day, we walked for all children that have been abused. Yesterday, we walked for all the men that have been abused. And today was for the women. So,
well, good stuff. And congratulations on 3 days in the book. And I know there's a long journey ahead of you, so we'll let you get back. But as always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And enjoy it. And I know that it's a lot of hard work, but I know it's also a labor of love. So enjoy it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.